Marty, Xavier and Ryan on Hit 92.9. Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
What did you do as a child that you would not be allowed to do now? So what did you do as a kid? I feel like when we were kids, we might have been the last generation where you could kind of just after school kick around with your mates and pretty much get away with anything. But another day happens here in Australia and another thing gets banned.
Yes.
And today we head to my formerly good folks at Bunnings. Bunnings
Warehouse. Lowest prices are just the beginning.
You can stick your prices, Bunnings, because
Bunnings do wonderful things.
You don't tell me where I put my onion and my sausage. And here is the latest outrage from the outrage police. Apparently, we're no longer allowed to have onion on the top of the sausage because
what?
It's a health and safety concern, and now we have to put the onion on the bottom of the sausage.
What's so bread, onion, sausage.
So what? Yep. What's the outcry of, like, why is it a health and safety issue?
Apparently when the onion goes, and I've never seen this, and look at my stomach. Do I look like a guy who's missing out
you
on
haven't
sausages
missed
or bunnies?
You haven't missed too many.
Apparently what's going on is when the onion goes on top, it's easy for it to fall off. And you know when the onion's hot, if it lands on your hand, like it can burn your hand or something. So apparently this must have happened to one person one time. So the whole of Bunnings has gone, hang on.
But
we need to make a change.
What's your gripe with that? Because I don't see that there's anything wrong with putting the onion on underneath the sausage.
You put the onion where you want the onion.
But that's why I'm saying, like, does it really matter?
Don't give me rules on how I eat my snags. If I want it down in one go, just put it straight down.
But I mean, like, does it matter?
It does. Stop making rules for everyone.
No corporation.
I'm not the rule.
No corporation tells me what to do with my sausage. That's been one of my number two
rules.
Well,
next we'll be banning sausages because they look too much like penises. It's going to be unbelievable.
And apparently when the onion falls off and burns your hand, if it falls onto the ground, heaven forbid, someone should slip on it.
Well, it's a slipping hazard, apparently.
It is a falling hazard. Unbelievable.
I've seen it 1,000 times in cartoons, but have either of you guys actually ever seen anyone stand on a banana peel and go flying? Because you know how that's like a cartoonish thing?
Slipped on a banana
peel.
It's not that
slippery. For a ride.
It's not that slippery.
The old slippery onion.
Well, look, I was thinking about some of the great memories I had as a child that would never be able to happen. First of all, when we got to my Nana's house and I was driving with Dad, Nana lived down this old dirt road. So when we got to the top of her street, like I would be like, and he obviously didn't need help, but I'm like, Dad, can I help you drive? And he'd be like, yes, stop talking like a weirdo. And then I'd sit on his lap and I would like sort of steer down the dirt track.
Yeah, that's what we used to do that all the time, every time at the top of our driveway when we'd get home with Dad. Yeah.
And what do you reckon if you did that these days, Hyde?
Oh, like you could probably do it out on a property, but.
Oh, you'd probably, be in jail for years probably, and years.
But you would, yes, you would.
Yeah. Also, do you guys remember sucking on a fag? Remember those lollies?
Oh.
Yes.
And then they became fads.
Did they?
Yeah, they're now called fads.
So the original one had a red tip.
Yeah.
So it looked like a cigarette. Then they got rid of the red tip.
Yeah.
And then they changed the name from fags to fads.
Was there anything cooler than that guy at school who would come in with a pack of fags and just suck
but
them
they
down?
They were so good. The taste of them was so good.
Wonderful.
They were lollies.
And then I think they changed them from fag to fad. And then I don't even think they exist anymore.
I think I've seen little kids play with them, but they're they're definitely not.
They're hard to find.
Now they're called sticks.
Stick. I'm just sucking on a stick. It's just not the same.
It doesn't sound the same.
It's just not the same feeling. There's something real powerful about someone.
Do you know, I was going to say, Rye, the one that I remember when I was a kid was similar. Like we used to get Dad, he'd put his trailer on and we would all sit in the back of the trailer and he would drive around the reserve going over bumps.
And try to flick you off.
And it was a ride.
the one with me, Ando, with having Ted now is when my little sister, younger sister, I can remember it so clearly that when she'd fall asleep in the car, everyone would tiptoe out of the car and not wake her, and we'd leave her in the car, so don't wake a sleeping baby. So she'd sit in the car, snoozing away, and you'd go check on her every hour or whatever.
Yeah.
But now it's like if your kid's not out of the car within 30 seconds, you're a poor parent.
Yeah, I can't leave the kid in the car.
Well, definitely on a hot day. No, you don't do it on a hot day.
Yeah.
But you're like just,
as a kid, you just got left there to sleep.
Or even your parents would just leave you in the car, like my mum would all the time.
Can you leave the radio on?
She'd go into the pub and have a beer.
Yeah, I'll just wind the window down, give a bit of air, that'll be right. My final gripe.
Yeah.
When I was younger, I played a lot of volleyball and the AIS is based in Canberra. And the best thing about being selected for the AIS isn't the fact that you were in the running to play for Australia. It means that you were in close proximity to purchase fireworks. And because that was like the place where you'd go to
and
buy
porn.
Fireworks. And porn. Fireworks and porn.
Fishwick's, that's what they're famous for.
Yeah. Fishwick is this little suburb and that's where you get your porn and your fireworks.
Yeah.
And then when I moved from Bunbury over east, I lived in Canberra and I was like, oh, fireworks time, I can't wait to just blow the absolute bejesus out of anything and everything. I get over there and they go, oh, not these days, mate. Fireworks completely banned in Canberra.
Are they? Well,
yeah. And I was like, why would anyone ever come to Canberra then?
Lucky.
And they said, good question, so I left.
Yeah. Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on The Hitter. Download it today. Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on Hit 92.9.